Oh dear, excuse me. Well, good morning, everyone. It is coming up for 3:30 a.m. on Monday, the 14th of August. And yes, I am wide awake and downstairs. Anyway, I thought I would just make use of a few minutes before trying to sleep, so I've got an early start later on. Just give you a quick update on the kidney situation, as I haven't done so. For a few weeks or so. As some of you will know, I had a cross match with a potential donor. And I went up to King's last week to discuss the results. I already knew them, but to discuss them in more detail. And I didn't do a post from up there. I think I'd done one in the morning of the rain pouring because it absolutely poured the whole day. And there's only, well, I had to wait 2 hours, 2.5 hours to come home with the transport. And there's only so much of me complaining in the departure area that if you can put on here because I've done so many of them before. Anyway, I saw lots of different people that day, but one of them was, the transplant coordinator for the donor, and we had a talk, and basically the potential donor and I are blood group compatible. When Obi was tested to be a possible donor a few years ago, he turned out to be blood group incompatible because I'm blood group A. And he is blood group B. We could have still gone ahead with it because they would have given me about a month's worth of immunosuppressant medication to suppress my immune system. However, my current potential donor is blood group compatible, so given the choice of the two, they would always go for that one first. However, Obi and I have decided not to go down that route anyway now. Now, there are three categories that they look at in terms of the outcome, the possible outcome, should we go with this donor, or should I choose to go with this donor? And they are low risk, standard risk, and higher risk. Of course, I had to be higher risk because I have a lot of antibodies in my blood, probably from pregnancies and stuff. In everyday life, they mean nothing and don't do any harm, but they do make things a bit more tricky. So I could go ahead and I'd have to have a one-off dose of an immunosuppressant drug, which isn't licensed for the purpose in the UK. It's licensed in cancer treatment. I mean, it is a licensed drug, but it's not licensed to be used for this purpose, but they do use it. I can't remember the name of it. They call it something for short. It's something really complicated, apparently. I would have that either from between 2 days and 2 hours before the operation. But there is a high risk of infection and an ultimate not successful transplant, I guess. The other possibility, I mean, obviously I'm working up to go onto the deceased donor register to keep my options open, obviously. But the other possibility is that we go into this thing called the shared scheme where we pair up with someone else with whom I might be a better match, and the donor in that pair would give to me, and my donor would give to the recipient of that couple or pair. My potential donor is open to this, so the next step is for me to meet with one of the head surgeons on the 22nd of August, to because he can give me more facts and figures about the likelihood of the success against trying to find someone that is a standard risk. So that's where we are. I don't want to make this too long. I then saw the transplant coordinator for the recipient, which is me, and she merrily informed me that I needed to have all my tests done again. And I'm a bit cross about it because I saw her a couple of months ago and she was meant to ring me that week, or not, if not then in 3 weeks' time, and that was a couple of months ago, and we might have just squeezed in if she had called me back. But as it is, I have to have a lot of tests all over again, which is a bit frustrating because it's actually like starting again. And I'm not too happy about it, but needs must and all that. So I'll just have to get on with it.
Oh, gonna yawn.
So that's that, really, in a nutshell. Now I'm trying not to make it. I wonder what that was then. I thought it was someone getting up upstairs. I thought I disturbed somebody. It's her arsing about on the landing. Pinky, that is. Sharpening her claws on my laundry basket. We have a laundry basket on the landing, which is, it's kind of canvas stuff. And it's where we put all the dirty towels and bath mats and things. And she has actually ruined it with her claws. Anyway, that's where we're up to with that and the tests. No doubt I will give you a commentary about those as I go along, as I probably have done in the past. I won't record the tests, but I'll tell you about them.
Sorry, I can't stifle the yawns now.
Anyway, I've also got a little bit of updates about the cats that are with the two cats that I've got that have overactive thyroids, but I don't want to give that here because it'll make it too long. So that's for another day in the not too distant future.